It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. IG,
what's going on, girl? Going live with none other than Money Honey, Khadijah.
Hey y'all, I'm back. I just can't get enough of you.
Absolutely. So we had Khadijah on the podcast recently, and it was a hit. Everyone loved her. And I told y'all we were going to try to have some technical questions. So I'm currently hanging out in the Money Honey suite, the office suite. And Khadijah and I were just talking back and forth. She had some questions for me. I said, yo, turn on the cameras. Let's get it rolling, right? Everything, you know, is an opportunity to record content, especially if it could be of value to someone. So let's get into it.
Thank you. All right, y'all. So this is real raw because if you listen to the podcast, one thing that you know is that I'm a new business owner. With me being a new business owner, it is very important for me to now start marketing my business. I am tired of having to show up every day. I kind of want to show up in a different way. I want ads to show up for me. And who else is better to ask questions about ads to than Abu? So my first real genuine question, it is the end of the year. Tax season is officially really over today. Q4, we're here. I'm thinking about my budget for next year. So if you're a business owner, you should be thinking and planning for your budget for next year too. I'm thinking about my revenue goals, what I want to hit in each different like revenue stream. But what I don't know is how much I should be allocating to marketing. So how, like for somebody who is marketing for the absolute first time, how should I be thinking about my budget for this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. For me, what I like people to think about is, you know, one metric, customer acquisition cost. And customer acquisition costs, or cost per acquisition, CPA, whatever, is really about what does it cost me to acquire a client or to acquire a customer. Now, this data is something you're going to find over time doing marketing. But the reason why I say it's really important to keep your eye on it is because, you know, you want to really know what's it cost to acquire a customer. So the type of business that you're in, when you acquire a customer, you have to then identify, well, how long are they with me when I sell them this thing, when I'm giving them the service? For your type of business that you run, it may be 12 months. So if it's costing you, or let's say, for example, if a customer comes on board and they're paying you $800 a month for 12 months, that's $9,600, right? It's over $9,000. So if the what they're paying you is $800, I always advise people that, hey, 50% of that or up to that is a really good customer acquisition cost. Because you may look at it and say, okay, well, $800 to acquire a customer, but remember that customer is then staying with you for 11 additional months and then they could renew again. And so it really goes back to your customer acquisition cost. Now, if you're a new business and you're like, well, how do I find that out? I don't know that. I always advise start your budget small. Start with $500 a month. And the reason why you start with $500 a month is because before you shoot the cannon, right, before you, you know, spend all your money on a specific marketing channel, you want to see, will it work, right? Are there signs that it would work? Now, don't expect to spend $500 to make $1 million. And this is the misconception people have. They think, okay, well, I spent $500, I didn't make $1 million. And I'm like, you know, it don't work like that. And so expect to spend $500 and learn from it. You may not make any sales for that first $500 you spent, but it's about, well, what did I take away from this? I took away that this marketing channel, actually, my customers are not here. Because I got on the phone with people, you know, the call to action was to book a call, but no one actually that I talked to wanted what I had. Or what's the pieces of content that I'm trying to acquire customers with, right? What's the service that I want to acquire customers with? Because you may offer a product suite of services, but what is that thing that's going to get someone in the door? If you're trying to tell someone you do everything, but they're trying to just figure out what you do the best, you have to figure out, well, what can I market that I do the best? What's my product that I sell that's the best seller? You have to ask yourself, okay, if I only have a limited marketing budget, I need to focus all my effort on marketing that one specific thing. So what is that thing that I'm going to market?
That's very helpful, because that was literally my next question. Should my budget be different depending on the type of product that I'm marketing? So you mentioned that I have products where I can acquire someone for 12 months on average. But what about those one-time only tax season products where someone's only paying me $250 for a tax return? Should I be thinking differently about the amount of money I spend to market for that client? Because the sea is wider for that client than it is for the monthly clients, right? Very specific niche of who I want to work with on a monthly basis. But when it comes to tax returns, during tax season, I can do a tax season for everyone. So do I put the same amount out there knowing that, like, I'll probably hook more fish, even those at a smaller price? Like, am I thinking about that right?
It's a good question. I think maybe you should think about it differently. So yes, you could work with anyone, but do you want to work with everyone, right? Because I'm sure you've had clientele that you work with that you're like, you're like, oh man, like, you know, this was it was a really hassle. It should have been a simple process, but it actually took me something that should have took, you know, 10 hours, actually took me 60 hours. You know, so is that the real ideal client for me? Or do I need to spend my time with people who are more ready, that it literally does take me 10 hours to complete or less? And then the second thing you should ask yourself is, well, if there's an opportunity to get those clients that take 60 hours, how do I prep them throughout the year? And now that one-time fee of $250 becomes an additional fee where it's, you know, you meet with them quarterly. Over a Zoom call, and you have a checklist, things that they need to complete before that time actually comes. So now you're building additional stream by going after those more challenging prospects that takes a little bit longer. So maybe you're hiring someone to help you onboard them, right? And manage that specific group of people. And then someone else is managing the other specific group of people, and you're allocating your time to the most high value customers and clientele for the beginning. And then eventually you're going to hire someone to replace your efforts.
Right.
And then you're going to look at, how do I just focus on growth versus actually being inside in the implementation? Because what you'll find is a lot of redundancies in the process and how you're helping people. So I think absolutely you should focus your efforts on the thing that generates you the most amount of money.
Okay.
And eventually that thing that generates you the most amount of money actually is the least amount of effort for you.
Right.
Because it's the right clientele.
Is it okay to, depending on product, have a different niche? Like, is it okay for my bookkeeping products, for that niche to be Black women with small businesses who make between $250 and $750 a year? But for tax season, my niche to be corporate people making above $100,000. Is it fine to have different niches segmented by product, or should I, as I'm thinking about my niche, should it be consistent across the board?
I think when you're thinking about your niche and product and who to serve, the other question you have to ask is, what's my financial goals? Mm-hmm. Understanding your financial goals, then you could say, okay, well, what's going to get me there a lot quicker? You know, is it continuing to diversify? And the more times you diversify, it takes you a longer amount of time in order to get to the goal. Or you're working, you know, instead of 6 hours a day, 3 days a week, you're now working 7 days a week, you know, 14-hour days, in order to get to the same goal, because out of the goodness of your heart, you want to help, you know, as many people as possible.
That's the problem.
That is a problem.
The problem is that, like, when I think about why I started Money Honey, I started Money Honey to help us. I wanted to help Black women create, like, understand their numbers so that their businesses could grow. But, like, the price that a new startup, what they can afford to pay me, can't pay my bills, right? So I completely eliminate that audience and that goal of mine of why I originally started if I'm thinking about just serving people who can pay me what I want. So it's like it's an inner battle. So at first I was like, oh, maybe I'll do like an application process and I'll offer just a very limited amount at this certain price to help this certain person. But like, I don't know. Cause I'm like, I'm the poorest person in the room right now. And I want to change that. But like you said, like the goodness of your heart, you want to help everybody, but I also have financial goals too.
Yeah. And I think that when you look at your mission, right, your mission was to help, you know, women businesses, you know, minority based businesses, make it more accessible and affordable. And you're going to provide the service. I think the question you should ask is, do you have to be doing the service in order for your mission to still be fulfilled? Because you could create digital products in order to fulfill that need. Right? You could create a free program in order to fulfill that need, right? So you don't actually have to physically serve them one-on-one.
I don't.
Because you're actually not going towards your mission, because you're actually limiting the amount of people that you could impact.
Right.
And so you have to ask yourself, is this the only way I could get to my goal? And it may not be the only way. You know, you may have other ways that you can get to the same goal, still have that same level of fulfillment, still make and help as many people and make an impact, if not more people now, because you're not spreading yourself thin, and start additional initiatives, offer grants, have the time to partner with organizations, communities, corporate companies to provide even more value to the mission.
You want to send me an invoice for this? Y'all, today is a tax deadline. And like, I'm ready to go start working on content for a course. I don't even want to hit send. No, this is really helpful.
Yeah.
Because it's really, I have to be thoughtful about how, like, I can help people in different ways,
yeah.
And really being thoughtful about what that looks like. So even if it's like a quarterly free webinar or something like that, my mission I still get the information out there. And I think that, and you know what, I think that maybe I was kind of thinking about it like that, but I was thinking about it more from like having products that suited different niches when I don't have to, because like you mentioned, that's effort, that's time, right? But I mean, all of it is effort and time, but you know, cost benefit analysis.
The other thing to think about is the people you want to impact, they don't have to pay you directly. You could work with organizations that already serve those people and have those organizations pay you. Those nonprofits or for-profits pay you to provide a level of teaching or training or service to the people that you want to serve as well. And so that's literally why I started. You know, I used to be in a service space serving people, by running an agency that provided people services around paid media and advertisement. And I remember it was myself and I had 36 clientele. And I would work nonstop day and night. And it was just me because I didn't believe no one could run ads as good as me, so I didn't build an agency. But there was a fork in the road. And the fork in the road was I either had to hire people and build an agency, but even with that, I saw a limit to the capacity of people I could help as quickly as I wanted to help them. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what, there's this other avenue. If I did create a digital product or online course or did free webinars or trainings, I could impact even more people. And even in the last year, like I've trained 100,000 people for free via my webinar course style, which, you know, 3 hour long trainings, 3.5 hour, 4 hours even. And then 10,000 of those people paid me, right? And so you could have impact on both fronts. And so I think it's really reframing and you're thinking about it the right way. And many people think about it the right way, but I think it's when you have a goal, some people just focus on, okay, well, this is the mission, this is what how I set out the goal, but they don't ever change their path. Because that the path that they're on isn't the only path in order to achieve their goal.
Right, right, right. I like that you use the term impact because I think that that's really what it's about, right? Like, how do I make the most impact? And it doesn't have to be by me offering one-on-one services. And I can actually impact more people by not.
You'll actually make the least amount of impact, right?
Right.
Offering one-on-one services. Only because it's like it is impact you're making, it's deep impact, but it's the least amount because there are other people that are like, we want Khadijah, but they don't even know that you're offering these things. And so like this is as you are, you know, we're sitting in your office right now as you're bringing in people, like you have these desks, you literally just moved in here
and you know, week two
in the office. And so as you're bringing in people, like you'll be able to make more impact when you start, you know, having the time, getting your time back to think about working on the business, right?
Well, thank you. Those are all of my questions for now. Please send your invoice. I prefer for it to be like net 60. Actually, I'll pay it during tax season. But no, this is really helpful. I have a lot of work to do. Look out for my course coming 2023.
Hey, let's go.
Thank you, Abu.
You already know.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to the cameraman, Kat Perry.
You gonna turn the camera around?
I don't know how to turn it off.
I gotcha. Let me go over here.
Oh,
right.
Turn it off? You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, like, I don't even know how to turn it on.
I'm an old man.
I appreciate y'all tuning in. If I missed your question, you know. Yeah. What is her Instagram? Her Instagram is
@miss.moneyhoney.
Let me try to spell it in a thing.
MS.
My bad.
I think I'm married to the game.
Is this right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. That's her Instagram right there. I just pinned it.
And if you go on his page and scroll down for like 3 posts, 60 posts ago, you'll find my interview.
So yeah, shout out to Khadijah. Reach out to her. Listen to our podcast episode. We actually did a podcast episode. I forgot what episode it was. Episode number 80 something. But yeah, I think it's 85 or 86. But check out that episode. It was really good. Shay says, had an aha moment. Thanks, Abu, for sharing. You already know. Shay, what's up? What's up, Shay? How you doing? Yeah, but I appreciate you all. Episode 81. Episode 81. Check that out. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. All right. I'll see y'all. I got an early morning flight to catch.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.